Very good. Season ticket holder Brian Cantor joined Griffith, and instead his son Luke Cantor. First pitch representing our field recruits program today, Beth Tora Baseball. Please welcome Ronnie Kindy. We have two special birthdays in the house this afternoon, and they're ready to go for pitches. Please welcome Ryan Sarakowski and Noah Soluzio.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field, line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky. 1-0. Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam, home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered, deep to left field, out to the wall, gone!
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Sunday afternoon baseball on Coney Island. Today, the Brooklyn Cyclones host the Aberdeen Ironbirds for the final of a six-game set between these two South Atlantic League North Division foes. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for being with us alongside my partner, Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz, and Justin, the Cyclones today will try to snap a three-game spell. They took the first two games of this series, Brooklyn did, dating back to Tuesday and Wednesday. But more recently, this has been Aberdeen series, to say the least. Three straight wins for the Ironbirds, during which Brooklyn has mustered a total of only five runs. And that lack of offense continued to be the narrative yesterday in a 7-2 loss for the Cyclones, a game where they only mustered three base hits on the afternoon. Alex Ramirez's two RBI single, just about the only offense that Brooklyn had that really amounted to anything. And yet again, another quick start for Aberdeen. They scored runs in the first inning for the second straight night. One day after they put up a five spot in the top of the first, Aberdeen scores two runs in the first. Yesterday, they never looked back. And Justin, despite a couple of the regulars out of the lineup today for the Ironbirds, we'll hit on our full starting lineup shortly. This is a lineup that seems to be trending in the right direction for the Ironbirds.
Yeah, they've been red hot throughout the course of these last few days, scoring 26 runs in three contests. Yesterday, the low out of the last three with seven. And they've done it not only with the offense, but the pitching has been outstanding as well, limiting the Brooklyn offense a shutout on Friday. And then, of course, only just five runs in the last two games combined. So it has been an all-encompassing effort from Aberdeen these last couple of days. They stole nine bases yesterday as well, utilizing their speed and base running ability too. So the Cyclones have the right guy on the mound today to try and get them back on the winning track. Tyler Stewart's been so good throughout the course of this year, second in the league in ERA, and they're going to need him to be at his best today to make sure they end this series with a split against Aberdeen.
Well, Stewart will certainly need to be at his best, and you get the sense that if the Brooklyn offense is going to get things moving in the right direction, big reasons why that would happen would be Alex Ramirez and Stanley Consuegra, the two outfielders for this Cyclone squad. Ramirez coming into today's battle with a 17-game on-base streak, and of course mentioned earlier, had both and only RBIs in yesterday's 7-2 loss. So Ramirez not necessarily reeling in the base hits a ton as of late, but still finding ways to impact the lineup after a 1-for-4 day yesterday, and obviously anytime you have the 17-game on-base streak, you're doing something right. You pair him with Consuegra, who was out of the lineup yesterday, but does lead this Brooklyn squad in oh so many offensive categories, including home runs. And Justin, those two featured in the lineup today. Alex hitting leadoff, playing left, and Consuegra two spots underneath him, batting third and playing center. As I mentioned earlier, if Brooklyn wants to get things going in the right direction, those two guys in all likelihood would be a driving force behind that.
No, 100%. Ramirez drove in the only two runs of the game last night with a base hit to center field, and Consuegra has just been red hot for the Cyclones since really the opening of that series against Winston-Salem back in early April. And the two of them, since they've been a part of the franchise last July, have been arguably the two best hitters in the South Atlantic League in that span, scattered amongst the league leaders in hits, extra base hits, RBIs, total bases. So they've done a little bit of everything, but they need some help. You know, it's a nine-player game. It's not just two guys in the lineup that can do all the damage. Sometimes that plays to your advantage, but in a situation like this, going to need not only Ramirez and Consuegra, but Parada and the rest of the Cyclones starting nine to get things in gear and make sure they walk out of here today with a victory.
And that offensively, and then on the bump in terms of today's pitching matchup, Justin mentioned it earlier, Tyler Stewart getting the ball from Chris Newell. Brooklyn manager Stewart, who has been maybe the best arm on this Brooklyn staff so far. Four games, all of them starts. A 1.94 ERA across 18 and two-thirds frames. 27 strikeouts to only 9 walks. He hasn't been the pitcher of record, though, on either side yet. So a record of 0-0 coming into today, despite that sub-2 ERA. Stewart did pitch back on Tuesday, started the game for Brooklyn, which was a Cyclone win. On the flip side for Aberdeen, it is a pitcher who also went Tuesday, but he did not start the game. Cooper Chandler came in relief for the Ironbirds back on Tuesday night, actually making his first start of the 2023 campaign. 11 2/3, a 4.63 ERA, a 1-1 record, and a very impressive 16-3 strikeout to walk ratio. Stewart versus Chandler on the hill today for Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Game 6 of 6 on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. We'll take a break here on our Cyclone pregame show. Come back with starting lineups before first pitch from Maimonides Park.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted a chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Welcome back here inside Maimonides Park. Beautiful renditions of not only the national anthem of the United States, but the national anthem of Israel as well on Jewish Heritage Day here on Coney Island. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowitz getting you ready for our 1 o'clock, for rather 2 o'clock, I should say, first pitch on this sunny Sunday afternoon. Tyler Stewart warming up on the mound. This is the Aberdeen lineup he will face, put together by their manager, Roberto Mercado. Frederick Bencosme leads off. He is at short. Batting second in left field, Judd Fabian hitting third in center field, Dylan Beavers. Silas Ardoin is behind the plate cleaning up. Adam Retzbach, first baseman in the five spot. Isaac De Leon will bat sixth at third. Isaac Belloni, the DH in the seven hole. Luis Valdez bats eighth and right. And Erison Plasencia back in the lineup today. He will bat ninth and be at second base. Tyler Stewart getting the ball for the Cyclones this afternoon. Stewart, a tall right-hander, 6'9", 250 pounds, 23 years old, from Kankakee, Illinois, making his fifth start. No record a 1.93 ERA, 14 hits allowed, and 18 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks, 27 strikeouts you see on your screen right there. Stewart coming into play today, second in the South Atlantic League in ERA, trailing only Kyle Luckum of the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Stewart making his second start in this series. Stewart pitching in the opening game on Tuesday, an extra inning win for Brooklyn. Gave up one earned, two total tallies on four hits in five innings. Walked three. That was a career high, but also struck out a career best 9, as the Cyclones have certainly ratcheted up the strikeouts throughout the course of this six-game series. So, Frederick Bencosme will lead off for Aberdeen in the top half of the first inning. Bencosme was 1-for-2 yesterday with a double and an RBI. 12-for-59 on the year, no homers, and 9 RBIs. Sun shining here on Coney Island today. Much like yesterday, a lot warmer than it was the first four games of the series. Right now, as we get ready for first pitch, waiting for the go-ahead. 74 degrees right now here at Maimonides Park. A windup from Stewart, and our first pitch of the ball game is a off-speed pitch in for a strike, and we are underway at 2:01 Eastern Time. And Cosme making his third straight start after missing the first three games of the series. The 0-1, swing and a miss, good breaking ball down. And Stewart ahead in the count 0-2, 74 degrees, it's 85 in the sunshine. Feeling more like August than May. 72 degrees, a little cooler in the shade. 8 mile per hour wind gusts to the southwest. American flag in straightaway center, howling in and towards the third base line. The 0-2. Bencosme flares one center field, coming on Consuegra. He'll have to play it on a hop. Good piece of two-strike hitting by Frederick Bencosme. And Aberdeen, who has scored in the first each of the last couple games in the series, have the leadoff man on to start Sunday.
And normally this has been the sequence in the series where we see Jackson Holliday, the prize prospect, up to bat for Aberdeen. But Holliday the day off today. Instead, it's Judd Fabian hitting second.
Brings up Judd Fabian. Had the day off yesterday. Holliday, Max Wagner getting the day off as well. First pitch. And Fabian takes high for ball one. Fabian getting the start in left field today. A rarity for him. First start this season in left. Just the fifth of his professional career after being drafted from Florida. Righty-righty matchup. And the 1-0. Off the hands in the infield. High pop. Lugo calling off the third baseman, Gill. And on the green shaded turf makes the catch, fighting the sunlight for the first out of the ballgame. One up and one down. Or one on and one down, I should say. Brings up the center fielder, Dylan Beavers. Beavers, 0-for-3 yesterday with a couple of walks. Hitting at 241 on the year, 2 homers, 7 RBI. Lefty batter stands upright with a slightly open stance. Stewart steps off, throws over, and Bencosme dives back. Defensively for Brooklyn this afternoon, left to right of the outfield, Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra, and Joe Swazi. Third to first around the infield, Chase Estep, William Lugo, Mateo Gill, and Jalen Palmer. Jose Mena back in the lineup today, getting the start. Throw over to first, and Bencosme just barely able to get back in. A really quick and accurate move from Tyler Stewart from the right-hand side. Mena rejoining Brooklyn earlier this week from AA Binghamton. Played 80-plus games with the franchise last year as Beavers takes up and away for ball one. Blue skies up above, some very thin, hazy white clouds high, high up in the stratosphere. Look at Beavers entering play today, tied for fourth in the league in doubles with 7. Kevin Parada there as well, another pickoff throw, and this time Stewart got him. And Bencosme left staying stationary, face up against the turf. And Stewart, a nifty move to pick off the leadoff man.
That's tough on Ben Cosme. You knew that Stewart was thinking about you after a couple of throwovers already, but was just daring the pitcher to do it one more time, and Tyler got him.
1-0 to Beavers. Scalded in the air to center, but will hang up for Consuegra. Coming in a few steps, squeezes it with both hands, and Stewart works around the leadoff. Single to face the minimum in the first. No runs, one hit, and nobody left thanks to the pickoff at the end of the half. It's Aberdeen nothing, and your Cyclones coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. You can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball. Only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning. Cooper Chandler getting the start for Aberdeen today. Just heard from Kevin Parada. He's due up second as the DH. Let's take a look at the full Cyclone starting nine put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Alex Ramirez leading off in left. Kevin Parada, the DH, you just heard, hitting second. Stanley Consuegra, center fielder in the three spot. William Lugo cleaning up at short. Jalen Palmer, the first baseman, hits fifth. Jose Mena back in Brooklyn, batting sixth behind the plate. Mateo Gill doubled twice on Friday. He bats seventh and second. Joe Swazi in right. And Chase Eastep, who homered on Friday, bats ninth at third base. Cooper Chandler getting the start for Aberdeen today. And before the first pitch, a time called at home plate. And it is a pitch clock violation on Chandler. And so before he can even throw a pitch, Ramirez has a one ball, no strike count. And the first pitch officially thrown by Chandler is in for a strike. It's 1-1. Ramirez, two-run base hit yesterday. Reached it 17 straight as this hammered foul. Down the first base line, it's 1-2. Ramirez, 259 average, a homer, and 14 RBI. Chandler pitched out of the bullpen in the opening game of the series on Tuesday. Entered in support of Daniel Lloyd. Wonder if he'll pitch in relief today. A 1-2 from Chandler, and Ramirez fights it in the air to center, coming on Beavers, and it'll hang up for him to make the catch right by his right shoulder. And the leadoff man retired, one down. Defensively for Aberdeen this afternoon, left to right in the outfield, Judd Fabian, Dylan Beavers, and Luis Valdez. Third to first around the infield, Isaac De Leon, Frederick Bencosme, Erison Plasencia, and Adam Retzbach, with Silas Ardoin doing the catching behind the plate. Kevin Parada will step in. Righty batter, DH today. Second time he's served in that role this series. And he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Parada has reached in six straight, getting 238 on the year, two homers, six RBIs. You look at the defensive alignment we just gave you for Aberdeen. 0-1. And Chandler misses off the plate in 1-1. Chandler standing 6'2", 200 pounds. 24 years old from Frisco, Texas. Undrafted free agent signee last year out of Rice. A 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball ripped by him at 93. And the count moves to 1-2. Numbers for Chandler so far this season. This is his first start, fifth appearance. 1-1 record, of 4.63 ERA. 14 hits in 11 2/3 innings. The 1-2. And Parada off the end of the bat into shallow center. Out the shortstop and the second baseman, Plasencia makes the catch and then gets taken out by a diving Fabian coming in and to his left. And somehow Plasencia makes the catch, and maybe even more importantly, not even maybe, definitely more importantly, both players are okay. Fabian back up standing, as is Plasencia, who got tabletopped by the left fielder trying to make a diving catch.
I'm not sure I've ever seen that before. You make the catch, and then you're taken out by your teammate. Impressive job by Plasencia to hold on to that baseball, regardless of what followed.
Brings up Stanley Consuegra, takes down and away for ball one. So if the, you know, the Ravens have been clamoring for wide receivers for a long time, if Lamar Jackson needs another one, you know Arizona Plasencia can handle a hit over the middle by a safety. At least getting taken out at the knees, the 1-0. Consuegra, chopper over the mound. Fielded on the third base side, a second by Plasencia. Off balance throw in time to end the inning. So Plasencia, no ill effects after getting toppled by his outfielder, Judd Fabian, in left center. And he makes a couple of really nice plays to close out a 1-2-3 top half, or rather bottom half, of the first. Through one here on Coney Island, no score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Go to the top of the second, no score on Coney Island. Part of the lineup due up for Aberdeen, Silas Arduana to lead off. And the first pitch he sees taken for a ball. Low, it is 1-0. Arduana had off last night. Seven pitches is all it took for Stewart to retire the side in the first. The 1-0 off the hands and to the right. And the count 1-1, Arduana. 2-for-4 on Friday, had a double and a couple of RBI. Hitting at 239, a homer, 9 batted in. Orioles number 30 prospect by MLB Pipeline. The 1-1 outside and low. It is 2-1. Arduan, 6-game hitting streak dating back to April the 25th. 8 for his last 25. It's a 320 average. The 2-1. Fastball at the letters for a called strike two. Second straight day, Brooklyn wearing the new alternates. Navy top, Cyclones in gold script lettering across the chest with a red back shadow. Gold numerals front and back, that same red drop shadow behind. The 2-2. On the outside corner, strike three looking. Arduan, a minor glance back towards the home plate umpire, Steven Craze. First strikeout today for Tyler Stewart. One away in the top of the second inning.
Yeah, and you can expect a couple more of those. Stewart coming into today, 27 strikeouts in 18 innings and change.
Came into play, top five in the league in strikeout rate and strikeouts per nine innings. On qualified pitchers, that strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Is it them in Brooklyn in the Bronx? Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction is Adam Retzbach. Takes high for ball one. Retzbach at first base today, caught yesterday, hitting 218, a homer, and six RBI. Former Lehigh Mountain Hawk the 1-0. And that pitch off the outside corner, it is 2-0. Retzbach, 2 for 18 in the series, was 0 for 4 yesterday with a walk, a 2-0. And a slider from Stewart hits the outer half. It is 2-1. Cyclones, white pants. Stewart has him down just above his ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. The 2-1. Fastball outside at 94. And Retzbach ahead 3-1. White cleats for Stewart, buried into the ballpark mound. Navy cap, Navy bill, with a gold interlocking BC logo on the front. The 3-1. Inside and low gets away from Mena to the backstop. And Retzbach will reach with a one-out walk. First free pass given up by Stewart today. One on and one out for Isaac De Leon, who has homered twice in this series, each of his first two home runs this year. De Leon at 182, two homers, 10 RBI. He's 3-for-14 in this series. All three hits have gone for extra bases. First pitch to the third baseman today is an off-speed offering inside for ball one. Mentions here on Coney Island, 315 down the left field line, 412 to the batter's eye in straightaway center, and 325 all the way to the pole in right. Stewart ready the 1-0, and that a strike at the knees to De Leon, and the count evens at 1-1. Left-hander is currently throwing in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. At least starting to loosen, that is Daniel Juarez. The 1-1. Swing and a foul ball off the end of De Leon's bat. It's 1-2. And one of the things we talked about yesterday during our broadcast, if you missed it, was wondering whether or not Stewart would have an abbreviated start today, similar to what we saw with Blade Tidwell at the end of the first full series in Winston-Salem. Second start in the set went two innings and then gave way to Jordan Gieber. Stewart at 20 pitches. Runner takes his lead, and De Leon takes high. It's 2-2. You look back at that outing for Tidwell. Only threw about 28 pitches in that game. So imagine if that's going to be the case for Stewart today, probably right around 30 will be his plateau. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. Back pick behind the runner at first, not in time. Second strikeout of the inning for Tyler Stewart. And there are two out now in the second for Isaac Belloni.
Well, if that indeed is the case, and Stewart is going to have an abbreviated outing today, I'm sure he'll want to make the most of these two innings perhaps and then some that he'll get, and sit down these Aberdeen bats in short order.
Another paint in the corner strikeout by Lock and Solo paints is Isaac Belloni. Out in front of the changeup, it's 0-1. Belloni out of the Virgin Islands. 3-for-18 in the series with a double and a homer. 2-0-3 on the year, 2 homers, 6 batted in. Throwback to first, and Retzbach crawls in there safely. Didn't get quite as big a lead as we saw from Ben Cosme after Stewart caught him stealing. Throw back to first, and Retzbach in standing. No score, top two. Essentially the rubber game of this six-game series. The 0-1 off the outside corner with a breaking ball. And it's even at 1-1. Stewart, as you mentioned, coming into play today. Second in the league in ERA, sixth in batting average against. A 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him once more on the changeup. 1-2 now the count. Also great in terms of analytics. Top five in strikeout rate, xFIP, Strikeouts per nine. Not bad for a guy who has made more starts this year than he did in college. The 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Got him on the slider in, and Stu strikes out three in a harmless top half of the second inning. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk. We are through 1.5. No score on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Cooper Chandler back to the mound. Bottom of the second inning, Cyclones and Ironbirds are scoreless. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Jewish Heritage Day here on Coney Island. Israel's manager, Eric Holtz, throwing out a ceremonial first pitch. And unfortunately, Daniel Fetterman, who is part of Team Israel in the World Baseball Classic, already made a start in this series. Well, glad to have him here as a part of the celebration this afternoon. William Lugo to lead off for Brooklyn in the bottom of the second inning. And the first pitch to the shortstop, outside and low for ball one. Lugo, Palmer, and Mena. Three scheduled to bat against Chandler in the inning, the 1-0. And Lugo, a high pop, right side of the infield. Out is the second baseman, Placencia, now jogging in back onto the brown blades of turf. And puts it away for the first out of the inning.
Boy, Placencia has been involved defensively so far tonight. Or today, I should say, when you think about the shot that he took out in center field after a teammate collided into him after the catch. Already a 4-3 put out in this game as well for him at second base.
Jalen Palmer over at first today. Grounds it foul up the third base line. It's 0-1. Palmer at 2-11, a homer, 8 RBI. 3 for 14 in the series. 0 for 3 yesterday. Walked in, struck out thrice. Got the start at center. As Chandler misses down and away, it's 1-1. Aberdeen again in the powder blues. Ironbirds and white script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange outline. A 1-1. Palmer fights it off the top of the screen. It's 1-2. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for Chandler. Black and white cleats buried into the stadium mound. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. Orange script A logo with the Iron Bird playing through the middle. A 1-2. Breaking ball up and in. Two balls and two strikes. Chandler. Three walks, 16 strikeouts, and 11 2/3 entering play here on Sunday. Tire the first four this afternoon, the 2-2. Up and away, it's a full count. Against Brooklyn on Tuesday, out of the bullpen, Chandler, season high four innings, one run on three hits. No walk, struck out four. The payoff pitch, outside for ball four. Off the glove of Ardoin to the backstop. So Jalen Palmer is Brooklyn's first base runner today. One on and one out in the home half of the second inning for the catcher, Jose Mena. Mena, 26 years old from Cotuí in the Dominican Republic, rejoined Brooklyn from Double A Binghamton That was officially yesterday. And been on Binghamton's roster to start the year at Double-A. And the Roddy batter takes up and in for ball one. Only appeared in one game with the Rumble Ponies. That was on April the 21st, went 0-for-3 with a walk as the DH against the Hartford Yard Goats. Rockies affiliate. 1-0, runner starts and stops. And Mena looks at a strike atop the zone. It's 1-1. Mena last year, 83 games with the Cyclones, hit .239. 8 homers, 35 RBIs. This is the fourth different season. Mena has been a part of the Cyclones in some form or fashion. Throw back to first, and Palmer dives in. Played with them, and they were in the New York Penn League in 2019, and now all three seasons they've been at the high A level. Runner goes, the 1-1, swing and a ground ball to third. No chance to get Palmer. He's going to break for third on the throw. Toss to first, not or in time. Throw back to third, not in time. Off the heel of De Leon's glove. Great base running by Jalen Palmer as he goes first to third on the ground out. To third by Mena. And the Cyclones have the go-ahead run 90 feet away, but two out for Mateo Gill. Palmer in motion there. Astutely watching and waiting for De Leon to make that throw. Sends up Mateo Gill, had a couple of doubles in the loss on Friday night. And the first pitch taken high for ball one. Gill, 2-for-16 so far with the Cyclones. 139 average overall between Brooklyn and Double-A Binghamton this year, has 7 RBI. Looking to put the Cyclones on the board first as the 1-0 in for a strike. It is 1-1. Chandler, undrafted free agent signee out of Rice. Spent last year there in Conference USA after 4 years on the West Coast at Pepperdine. The 1-1. Hit in the air, shallow center field. Out is Plasencia, racing in his Beaver. Sunglasses on Plasencia, though. Calls everybody off and makes the catch to retire the side. So Plasencia has recorded 3 of the 6 putouts so far today for the Ironbirds. 2 innings in the books, no score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Oh, Tyler Stewart's day is done. A short one, but an effective one for the Brooklyn starter in an abbreviated start. He goes 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 3 strikeouts, and a walk as we move to the top of the third in this scoreless tie. The new pitcher in the game for Brooklyn is Jordan Gieber. Gieber, who tossed an inning of relief work back on Tuesday night against these same Ironbirds. A hitless inning where he struck out 2 and walked 1 on to try to continue what Stewart has laid out for him here, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So as we surmise last inning, an abbreviated start for Stewart to keep him in rhythm with the rotation, but also keep his innings and pitch count down. Gieber will face 8-9-1 in the Aberdeen lineup. And the first pitch to Luis Valdez fouled into the Brooklyn dugout. Everybody okay. And it's 0-1. Valdez entering play on Sunday. Hitting a buck 77, a homer, 7 RBI. He He tries to bunt himself aboard. Fouled off to the left. It is 0-2. Valdez, 1-for-14 in this series, but his one hit a home run on Friday night. Eber, the right-hander, 6'3", 215 pounds. His 0-2 to Valdez. Fouled away to the left. Out beyond the rooftop. Stays 0-2. Eber will turn 24 in late July out of Pasadena, Maryland. Undrafted free agent signee last year out of Virginia Tech, the 0-2. Off the plate in. And it's one ball and two strikes. Eber, fifth appearance, fourth out of the bullpen. 1-1, a 6.35 ERA, the 1-2. High and away, 2-2. 18 hits in 17 innings. 7 walks, 18 strikeouts. Johnny mentioned a scoreless outing against Aberdeen on Tuesday, the 2-2. Valdez golfs one in the air to right. Back on it goes Swazi. Now slows down, camps underneath to make the catch for the first out of the third inning. 1 away for Arizona Plasencia. Didn't start yesterday, but did appear. Came on for Frederick Bencosme in the latter innings. Was 1-for-2 with a stolen base. Pinch hit for him in the seventh. Righty against righty. And he swings and foul tips it in Amena's mitt. It is 0-1. Plasencia 2-for-21 on the year. This is eighth game. No homers, no RBI. 1-for-9 in the series. Righty deals. And the 0-1 taken low and away. It is one ball and one strike. We'll be joined by our kids caster of the game coming up in the bottom of the third, brought to you by Dave and Buster's. As Plasencia takes a called strike, it is 1-2. Righty's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul ball off the mitt of Mena. Stays 1-2 with Frederick Bencosme on deck. Wind, another 1-2. On the outside, Black, strike three called. First strikeout this afternoon for Jordan Gieber. Fourth for Brooklyn pitching. Two down in the third. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Bencosme, single to center. His first time up, only base hit for either side today. Shows bunt, pulls back. And takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Bencosme, five-game hitting streak during the road trip. 7-4 his last 18. Swing and a miss. And the count 0-2. Bases empty, two out, top half of the third inning. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn and Aberdeen scoreless. The righty's 0-1, rather the 0-2 low. And it's one ball and two strikes. Final line for Tyler Stewart this afternoon. Goes two innings, no runs, a hit. A walk and three Ks. A 1-2 from Gieber. Foul ball to the padded fence behind home. Remains at a ball and two strikes. Stewart officially today 26 pitches, 15 strikes, and a no decision. 1-2 from Gieber. Inside and low. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Judd Fabian, left fielder who popped up to short his first trip, waiting on deck. Series wraps up today. League-wide off day tomorrow. And then Brooklyn starts a two-week road trip on Tuesday down in Wilmington. 2-2 the count as Bencosme lines the breaking ball into the first base dugout. Remains two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn will have 8-9-1. Two up in the home half of the inning. Swazi, Estep, and Ramirez. As Bencosme, a one-hop ground ball. Nice backhanded pick by Palmer. Steps on the square by himself to retire the side. 1-2-3 inning. And his first frame out of the bullpen for Jordan Gieber. When we come back, we'll have our Dave and Buster's Kid Caster of the Game. No score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour on Coney Island, an absolutely picturesque Sunday afternoon. Cooper Chandler back out to work for Aberdeen. A scoreless game here on Coney Island. Justin Rock alongside my partner Johnny Gademowitz, and we are joined by a very special guest on this Sunday, our David Busters Kidcaster of the game. That is Moshe Zeidel. Moshe, welcome here to Coney Island. You having a fun time this afternoon?
Yes.
We love that. You said before this is your first Cyclones game, right?
Yeah.
How you liking the experience so far?
Very good.
What's been your favorite part, if you had to pick one?
I don't know.
Don't know? Still got plenty more innings to figure out what you enjoy the most, as Joe Swazi will lead off for Brooklyn in the home third by taking outside for ball one. Are you a big baseball fan, Moshe?
Not really.
Not really? What's your favorite sport? Any ones that come to mind? Anyone you like particularly playing more than the others? Swazi fouls it off.
Not really.
So you said this is your first time at a Cyclones game. Is this your first baseball game ever, or have you been to other teams' games before?
I've been to others.
Okay, very nice.
What other games have you been to?
I've been to two other Mets games and a Yankee game.
Awesome. You a bigger Met fan or a Yankee fan? Or is that a tough, difficult question?
Depends on the day.
Depends which game he's got tickets to. The important stuff. 1-2, the count on Joe Swazi. Do you have a favorite baseball player or favorite moment going to baseball games with your family?
No, not really.
1-2 on Swazi. Scoreless game, and the righty deals a foul ball. And the count 1-2. Who are you with at the game today, Moshe?
Parents and my brother.
They having a good time as well today?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What's been your favorite part about the weather here today? Enjoying nice out with the family?
Yeah.
Did you get to walk around the ballpark much? See the different areas, the different spots here at the ballpark? Or
no.
Not all too much? Okay, where are you seated today? Where are the seats?
I think at section 13.
Okay, cool. First base side or third base side?
Third base.
Very nice.
Swazi swings and hits one in the air to right center field. Back into his right, Valdez, in a few steps with the wind blowing in. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Where's home for you, Moshe?
Here
in Brooklyn?
Well, yeah.
What's your favorite part about being here in Brooklyn? Is there anything you like particularly more than anything else? Any fun places you enjoy going with your parents?
Not really.
JC stepped the batter. First at bat today, batting from the left-hand side. Third baseman today, played it first the other day. That pitch up and away, it is 1-0. You have any fun plans for the summer this coming couple of weeks, Moshe?
So we've got two very cool jerseys on display here today, as the Cyclones are wearing the darker blue with the gold numbers, and then Aberdeen's got that light blue action going on. Which one do you like more out of the two jerseys these two teams are wearing, if you had to take your pick?
I'd say the light blue.
You like the light blue? Interesting. Okay. That sky blue color, it is nice. It does look pretty sweet.
Got to find a way to get Jackson Holliday to give his number 11 off his back to Moshe. before he leaves the ballpark here today. 2-1, the count on Chase Estep. Scoreless game in the third, a swing and a miss, and the count is 2-2. You still in school this year, Moshe? Is your school year still going on?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite subject in school?
Not really.
The 2-2 pitch, and Estep takes low. It is a full count. What's your favorite part about going to school? You enjoy going to school with your friends, like going outside and playing during recess?
Yeah.
Very nice. So now you had mentioned that you had been to a couple other baseball games before. You mentioned a Met game, a Yankee game. Yeah. Were those games that you attended this year recently, or was this going back last year, last summer?
Well, one of the Mets games was this year, and I think the other two were, the other two were last year.
Okay, did they win the one you went to this year?
No.
They didn't. Oh, boy. Okay, you remember who they were playing?
This year, I forgot what they're called, but I know they're from Florida.
Oh, okay. Maybe the Marlins?
Yeah, the Marlins.
Okay, very cool.
Chase Estep takes low for ball four, works himself a walk, one on and one out. Welcome high atop Coney Island in Maimonides Park. I'm the man in the cap, Justin Rock. To my far left, the man in the sunglasses, Johnny Gadamowitz. And this young man over here in the beautiful Jewish Heritage Day cap is Moshe Zeidel, our David Buster's kid caster of the game. The pitch outside, 1-0 to Alex Ramirez. I had a lot of people out on the field pregame today. Were you one of the people that was out on the field before the game? I'm going to have to get you on the field. You're going to go run the bases after the game with your family?
Yeah.
That's what we like to hear. Might need to use Moshe as a pinch runner late in the game today. As Ramirez takes a called strike, it is 1-1. No score, bottom of the third. Cyclones and Aberdeen playing the final game of our six-game series. Throw back to first, and Estep dives in. So when you're out at the ballpark with your family, what's your favorite thing to go and get at the concession stand? Like a hot dog, a hamburger?
I don't know.
Depends what you're in the mood for, right? I get that. It changes. One day, one thing. Maybe another day, a different thing.
Variety is key. 1-1. And Ramirez takes a strike up and away. It is 1-2. Any fun plans for the rest of your Sunday, Moshe, once you get home with your family?
Going out to eat. Pretty much it, though.
Any place good? Any place you're excited to go to for dinner tonight?
No.
1-2 pitch. Ramirez hits it in the air to right. Going back now in a few steps, Valdez. And down by his waist makes the catch for the second out of the third inning.
All right, so here is the real question now. You're here at the ballpark, right, on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Do you think that we will see a home run hit today while we are here in this game? You do? Okay. You think it's going to be for the Cyclones or for the Ironbirds? Or both?
I don't know.
Kevin Parada going to try and make that home run prediction come through. As he steps up with one on and two out. A flare and a shallow right out. Plasencia in Valdez speeding up, and he'll make the basket catch to end the inning. Moshe, did you have a fun time on air with us today? Absolutely. We're so glad you could come out. Have a wonderful time with your family this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of the game and come back out and meet us again at Maimonides Park soon, okay? Awesome. Thanks so much to Moshe Zeidel, our David Buster's kid caster of the game. Does a phenomenal job. We look forward to having him back here at Coney Island soon. We head to the fourth, no score, on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Big thanks to Moshe Zeidel for joining us. His brother and his dad were up watching alongside with Moshe here at Maimonides Park. So great to see so many young folks getting a chance to enjoy the broadcast booth with us. And stepping up to the microphone himself for the play-by-play, Johnny Gadamowicz, as we move to the fourth.
Thanks so much, Justin. First pitch of the fourth is dirted low and away for ball one to Judd Fabian. Always a blast, our Dave and Buster's Kidcaster of the game, bottom of the third inning every Sunday here at Maimonides Ballpark. 1-0 is a fastball in there for a strike from Jordan Gieber, and it's 1-1. If you're just joining us, no score, only one base hit today so far on both sides combined. It belongs to Aberdeen, 1-1. Misses in the dirt for ball two, and it's two balls and one strike. Tyler Stewart, Brooklyn starter, began this game in an abbreviated start. Two innings, a hit, no runs, three strikeouts, and a walk. 2-1 on the way from Gieber. Swing and a comebacker. Gieber lets it go by him. Tough play for the shortstop. Lugo in, throws in time to get the runner, and there's one away, and Judd Fabian booked it out of that batter's box, and he's got some wheels, but a nice play by Lugo at short to come in on the green-shaded turf and relay a rifle over in time to get Fabian for the first out.
Yeah, really nice play by Lugo, and also good discipline by Jordan Gieber to avoid making contact with that baseball and allowing Lugo an unabated chance at that ball.
So now Dylan Beavers, lefty batter, the pitch. Breaking ball without much break, stays high. One ball, no strikes. Beavers at 241 this summer. Did not play yesterday. 1-0. Takes a strike on the outer half, and it's one ball and one strike. Formerly with Cal, an outfielder out west during his collegiate days. 1-1. Fouls it straight back into the mesh netting, and it's one ball and two strikes. Had a really unorthodox swing at Cal, did Beavers. So in December, took a trip to the Titleist Performance Institute, where they put him in a motion capture outfit. 1-2. Beavers takes a called strike three on the inside corner. Analyzed his swing in ways that he said he found out things he never even knew before and really reworked and remodeled that swing. Said they basically tell you everything about your swing that you can't see with your own eyes. And now a much more traditional approach, but he sat down here in short order. First pitch now to Silas Ardwan. Fastball catches the outer half for a called strike. And it's 0-1 to the Aberdeen catcher. No score. We're in the top of the fourth. Gieber into his short wind, 0-1. Swing and a high fly ball into left field, not very deep. Ramirez, a couple of steps to his right, makes the one-handed catch to retire the side. So a quick 1-2-3 inning for Jordan Gieber in the top of the fourth to keep us scoreless. Bottom four coming right up from Maimonides Park on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Pally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Well, if you like good pitching, this has been a game for you so far on this Sunday afternoon from Maimonides Park. No score between the Aberdeen Ironbirds and the Brooklyn Cyclones. We move along to the bottom of the fourth inning with Justin Rock. My name's Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for being with us as we close up shop here. Game 6 of 6 between these two squads this week. Cooper Chandler cruising so far through three. He gets 3-4-5, the meat of this Brooklyn batting order here in the home fourth. Stanley Consuegra, William Lugo, and Jalen Palmer. Consuegra stands in first. Chandler from the stretch, the pitch. Swinging a high pop-up on the right side, a shallow right field. The second baseman, Plasencia, a couple of steps to his left, makes the one-handed catch, and there's one away.
That's the fourth pop-up to the second baseman already.
Plasencia getting his steps in this afternoon. And now William Lugo up with the bases empty and one gone. Still no score. Mentioned Chandler from the stretch. No real windup for him. Mostly a reliever. First pitch. Catches the lower half of the zone towards the knees for a called strike. And it's 0-1. This Chandler's fifth appearance of the season so far. The first in a starting capacity. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Lugo out in front and falls behind quickly 0-2 now. Stephen Cray is calling the balls and strikes today. Christian Argueza, our base umpire. Lugo behind 0-2. Chandler gets the sign, he deals. Popped up. This will stay in the infield. The catcher, Ardoin, out into foul ground. Makes the catch just to the left of the third baseline. And there are two away. Base is empty now for Jalen Palmer. Jalen today walked his first time up. Didn't make it all the way up to third base, but was stranded there. One of just two Brooklyn base runners so far today. Chase Estep in the nine spot also drew a walk. Righty arm on righty bat. Palmer the bat resting off his right shoulder. The pitch. Popped it up yet again into foul ground. Ardoin, the catcher, back to have a look, but nothing more. As the ball lands about six rows back. So 0-1, the count to Jalen Palmer. Cyclones trying to snap this three-game skid, during which they have mustered collectively only 5 runs on 15 hits. Chandler ahead on Palmer, 0-1, drew towards home. Slaps it foul down the third baseline, and now Jalen will need to get defensive behind 0-2. Defense in their usual spots with a steady gust of wind blowing in from the Atlantic Ocean towards the third baseline from right to left. The 0-2 pitch misses just below the zone, and it's 1-2 now to the Brooklyn first baseman. Jalen 0-3 yesterday, 3 strikeouts and a walk at 2-11 this season. 1-2 pinch towards the two shoot tops of Palmer he takes. And it's 2-2. Aberdeen in the fifth will send up Retzbach, De Leon, and Bologna, 5-6-7 in their order. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Palmer just got a piece off the end of the bat. And we'll try it again at 2-2. Just like yesterday, the amusement park rides in Luna Park beyond left center field in full swing. On a warm weekend here on historic Coney Island. 2-2. Palmer takes. It misses up and in. 91-mile-per-hour heater. And Jalen works the count full. Whether it be the roller coasters, the slingshot ride, the flume, which... today, if you're riding the flume, is a bit more justified, perhaps, than earlier in the week. All being put to good use. Payoff. Fouled to the left side by Palmer. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Cooper Chandler entering play today. A 4.63 ERA, but this outing so far will certainly shrink that. Ready to deal a 3-2, the pitch. Swing and a line drive, well hit to left field, but right at Fabian, who makes the catch after backing up about 2.5 steps to retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left as we move to the fifth here in Brooklyn. No score between the Cyclones and the Ironbirds on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Oh, Jordan Gieber giving the Cyclones some length out of the bullpen today. After all, that is to be expected. Gieber, someone who does have starting experience behind him for this Brooklyn team. We move to the fifth. No score between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Gieber's third inning of relief work after starting pitcher Tyler Stewart went just two frames in an abbreviated start by design. So Gieber has gone six up, six down since entering this ball game, and his first toss of the fifth is a fastball that misses away to the righty batter Adam Retzbach, and it's 1-0. Only one base hit so far today combined. Belongs to Aberdeen. 1-0 pitch. Catches the outer half for a called strike. And it's one ball and one strike. Gieber working quickly. Gets that ball. Toes the rubber yet again. 1-1. Misses down and away for ball two. And it's two balls and one strike. After all, that's almost a necessity now for pitchers. But Gieber in particular, really raring to go as soon as he gets it back. The 2-1 fouled straight back up over us and lands in the parking lot. And the count now 2-2 to Adam Retzbach. First baseman for this Ironbird squad has walked his only time up to bat so far today. Gieber into his short wind, the 2-2. Swing and a ground ball. Slow roller on the left side, the shortstop. Lugo fields throws in time, and there's one away. So make it 7-up, 7-down now for Gieber, who has looked sharp to say the least. One away, bases empty for Isaac De Leon, still no score. The one time we did see Gieber in a starting capacity this season was back on the 22nd against Wilmington. First pitch, fastball sits high. 1-0 the count now to De Leon. Went six innings, surrendered only one run on two hits. Five punch outs and a walk. The 1-0. In there for a strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-1 now to the Aberdeen third baseman. De Leon yesterday, a Jekyll and Hyde performance, 1-1. In there for a called strike on the breaking ball. 1-2 the count now. Struck out four times, his only hit, a solo home run. Coming into this evening's contest at just a .182 on the season thus far. 1-2 from Gieber. Swing and a ground ball on the left side. The third baseman, Estep, throws over to first in time. And there are two retired. A 6-3, a 5-3 for Gieber here in the top of the first. Or, pardon me, top of the fifth. And now he gets Isaac Bologna with two away. And the base is clear. Bologna wearing number 15 in his baby blue jersey. Left-handed batter. Standing towards the back of that lefty batter's box, first toss. Fastball called strike on the outer half. And it's 0-1 now to Bologna. The DH today, a 1. Checked his swing. It was a strike anyway.
And it's now 2-2. Bologna calls time, regathers himself. And now digs back in. Ready to go before an 0-2 toss from Gieber. Into his wind, the pitch. In there, called strike three. No, just kidding, pardon me, got ahead of myself. Looked like sure thing it clipped the outside corner, but the home plate umpire Stephen Craze says otherwise. Here's the pitch. That time, strike three, surely a swing and a miss. As Bologna is down on strikes, make it three strikeouts now for Gieber, six for Brooklyn pitching, and it keeps us scoreless. Halfway home here at Maimonides Park, bottom five coming up on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Starter Cooper Chandler's day is done after four shutout innings. On to pitch, the right-hander Daniel Lloyd, 6'3", 232, 22 years old from Somerville, South Carolina, making his second appearance of the series, Johnny.
And he gets 6-7-8 for the Cyclones. First pitch misses away to Jose Mena, and it's 1-0 now to the Brooklyn catcher. So Lloyd on in relief after Aberdeen starter Cooper Chandler looked pretty darn good. 1-0, misses down and away, and it's two balls and no strikes now to Mena. Final line on Chandler, four no-hit innings, no runs, didn't strike anybody out, and walked two. Now Lloyd on, trying to keep it that way, 2-0. Swing and a comebacker over the middle of the infield and through for a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Mena, the first hit of the game for Brooklyn. And it puts a man on first with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth in this scoreless tie. We did see Lloyd back on Tuesday. Four innings of two-hit baseball, gave up two runs, only one of them earned. Seven strikeouts to two walks. First pitch, fastball, good fastball, in there for a strike at 93 miles per hour. To Mateo Gil, and the count now 0-1. Mena, a catcher off of first base, so presumably so, not a ton of speed to work with. The 0-1, breaking ball, served foul, and it's 0-2 quickly to Mateo Gil. Each team an identical line score thus far, no runs, a hit, no errors. A gaping hole on the right side of the infield with the first baseman Retzbach holding the runner Mena on. The 0-2. Hit slowly on the right side. Retzbach himself collects on to second for one and no throw over to first. So a heads-up play by this Aberdeen infield on the 3-6 to get the lead runner as Gill occupies first with one away and Joe Swazi set to come to bat.
Yeah, only chance for Aberdeen to get one on that play. Ball just not hit hard enough for them to turn two.
So now what can Swazi do with one on and one gone? First pitch.
Joe takes it for a called strike, 79-mile-per-hour curveball. And it's 0-1 now to the Brooklyn right fielder. Swazi leans back into his stance, wagging the bat about off the right shoulder, the 0-1. Swazi checks his swing. It's in there for a strike. And the count now 0-2. Lloyd not working as quickly as his counterpart Jordan Gieber has been for Brooklyn on the mound. And Swazi going to take advantage of that call time here. Behind in the count, 0-2. Lloyd, a 14th round pick in the 2021 draft out of South Carolina by the Baltimore organization. Set at his belt, 0-2 pitch. Swazi fouls it straight back. And the count remains 0-2. In 2022, 13 games in a relief capacity for Loe Delmarva for Lloyd. Only struck out 27 batters in 25 and two-third frames. Not a big punch-out guy. 0-2. Swazi gets a piece yet again to force yet another 0-2 pitch coming up. 2021 with the Gamecocks for Lloyd. 23 appearances in relief. A 3.07 ERA with a pair of saves. Ahead on Swazi here, 0-2. Gets the sign from the catcher, nods the approval, the pitch. Misses down and away, and it's 1-2 now to Swazi. Aberdeen, who came into this series having lost 7 of 9, dropped the first two, but have taken the previous three. 1-2 pitch. Swazi checks his swing and did not go on appeal. Christian Arguesa, the base umpire, holding his arms out on either side to signal Swazi helped. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, no score. Here in the bottom of the fifth with Gill off of first base. The 2-2 from Lloyd misses outside, and Swazi, always a patient eye in that righty batter's box, works the count full. Silas Ardoin, the Aberdeen catcher, held that glove up a couple seconds longer than he normally does. Thought maybe it had clipped the outer half. 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Runner goes. Throw down is a good one. And in time, a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Well executed by Ardoin to gun down Gill at second base. So nothing doing in the frame for Brooklyn despite getting their first hit of the afternoon. We're still scoreless as we move to the sixth from Maimonides Park. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Still donuts up on the scoreboard for both Aberdeen and Brooklyn as we progress further into the sixth inning on historic and beautiful Coney Island on this Sunday afternoon. A picture-perfect day for baseball, and we're so happy to have you on board for it alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. 8-9-1 for Aberdeen here in the top of the sixth. Luis Valdez, Arizona Placencia, and Frederick Bencosme. First pitch, fastball, clips the inside half for a called strike. And it's 0-1 to Luis Valdez. Jordan Gieber right back into his wine, the 0-1. Swinging a rocket off the bat into right field, dropping quickly, and that ball is just foul. Oh, if it was a couple of feet more placed to the left by Valdez, would have been a solo shot for the game's first run. But instead, it's all the same as Gieber tossing a strike. It's 0-2. And Jordan ahead now on the Aberdeen right fielder. Just pulled it down that right field line, and that one got out of here in a hurry. So 0-2, Gieber ready to go. He deals. Swinging a pop-up on the left side. The third baseman, Estep, back onto the green-shaded turf. Makes the two-handed catch for the inning's first out. Jace Estep at third base today for Brooklyn. Of course, Estep having a two-run home run earlier in the series. Now Arizona Plasencia with one away, and the base is empty in this scoreless tie here in the top of the sixth. First pitch coming from Gieber. Breaking ball catches the outer half for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Plasencia today, 0-1, struck out looking back in the third. Gieber's 0-1 pitch. Foul tip held for strike two, and now Arizona behind quickly 0-2. Three strikeouts for Tyler Stewart, who started this game over two frames. And three strikeouts on the day so far for Gieber, who has entered in relief. Can he get number four? 0-2. Misses just outside. And it's one ball and two strikes now to the number nine batter for the Ironbirds. Gieber right back to work. Still 10 seconds of real estate on the pitch clock. Is 1-2. Is a grounder softly to the shortstop Lugo. Vacuums, throws in time. And there's two away. It's admirable how quickly Jordan Gieber has been working out there, Justin. The ability to just be so laser-focused to a point where he gets that baseball back. And a non-hyperbolic 3 or 4 seconds later, he's throwing in that next one. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball misses low to the leadoff man, Frederick Ben-Cosme. And the count 1-0.
So much about pitching is rhythm, and right now Gieber in an outstanding rhythm on the bump.
Here he goes again, the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball on the right side. The second baseman, Gill, to his left. Fields throws in time to retire the side. Jordan Gieber, some masterful work out of this Brooklyn bullpen. A 1-2-3 in the sixth to keep us scoreless. Bottom six coming right up from Maimonides Park. Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
No score, bottom of the sixth from Coney Island, the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the Brooklyn Cyclones from Maimonides Park on this Sunday afternoon with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. If you're a Met fan, you're probably not doing so well right now. Chris Bryant, a two-run blast to give Colorado a 5-4 lead over the Cyclones' parent affiliate over at Citi Field. Here in Brooklyn, the Cyclones and Ironbirds in a scoreless tie, bottom of the sixth. 9-1-2 for the Clones. Estep, Ramirez, and Parada. First pitch. Estep takes it for a strike, 93 miles per hour on the gun from Daniel Lloyd. And the count 0-1. Lloyd, the righty arm. Estep, the lefty bat, the 0-1. Towards the shoot tops of Estep, who skirts out of the way of it, and the count now 1-1 to the Brooklyn third baseman. Chase today walked his only time up at the dish thus far. Had the day off yesterday. 1-1 in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2 now. Alex Ramirez, then Kevin Parada. Two of the more dangerous hitters in this Brooklyn batting order, making this an all the more important out for Lloyd in a scoreless tie. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball through on the right side for a base hit. A seeing eye single for Chase Estep to get us started here in the home sixth. And the Cyclones have a man on. That's just their second base hit of the ball game as we turn the card back to the top for Alex Ramirez.
Yeah, second straight inning. Brooklyn has put the leadoff man aboard. See if they can try and create the game's first run.
What can they do here? First toss to Ramirez. Grounds one on the left side. Past the glove of a diving shortstop, Ben Cosme. Just out of his reach. Estep up to second. He holds there. And now runners on first and second with nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, making an 18-game on-base streak for Ramirez. For the first time today, Brooklyn has multiple runners on base at once. As a matter of fact, that's the case for both teams so far today.
Now Kevin Parada with Estep on second, Ramirez on first, and no score here in the sixth. The pitch. Parada lines one foul on the right side, up over the concourse into the parking lot, and it's 0-1 to the Brooklyn catcher. Wind continuing to blow in from the Atlantic Ocean towards third base. That American flag just howling, unfurled from right to left. Lloyd deals an 0-1. Parada lines one to right field. It's well hit, taking Valdez back, and he makes the one-handed catch. The runner Estep trying to tag for third, and he's in safely as the throw was way late. So men on the corners, a productive out from Parada, who advances Estep 90 feet to put men on the corners with one out now for Stanley Consuegra. And this might be the guy you want up right now if you're Brooklyn. Consuegra, 276 on the year. Four homers to go along hand as well. Really an extra base hit machine. Lloyd from the stretch, set at the belt, first toss. Fastball misses away in the lefty batter's box. And it's 1-0 to the righty batter, Consuegra. Stanley, his bright yellow batting gloves and a relatively open stance. Waiting on a 1-0, here it comes. Consuegra grounds one back to the pitcher. Lloyd fields, trips over his own feet, now throws to third, and they get Estep in a rundown. Tag applied as Estep approaches home plate. Daniel Lloyd avoids disaster. He halted in cleanly, ran Estep back towards third base, but then got tripped up for some reason, just lost his footing. Estep recognized it, broke for home, and by that point, Lloyd had fully recovered, and the rundown was successfully executed.
Yeah, I think Lloyd may be trying to get a bit ahead of himself, chasing after Estep at third base. That was why he got tripped up a tad, but able to keep his footing and get the out.
So Consuegra does reach, though, with Ramirez on second. And the first pitch to Lugo is fouled back for strike one. So a much more manageable scenario now for Daniel Lloyd, helping himself out on that previous sequence. Ahead on Lugo here, 0-1. A hard stare towards second. Now the pitch. A sharp ground ball hit on the left side. The shortstop, Ben Cosme, over to third, where the force is applied for out number three as De Leon planted his right foot on the bag. So Brooklyn puts the first two men on but fails to score in the bottom of the sixth. Still no score as we move to the seventh from Maimonides Park. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's is more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All Jordan Giebert has to do is stay in this baseball game. Little play on words for our bump back. All you have to do is stay. What is that, by Zed, I think? Right?
Yep, Zed and Alessia Cara.
Yeah, great song. Well, Giebert has been dealing, so Brooklyn will certainly want him to stay in this baseball game. There's no score as we enter the seventh inning from Maimonides Park in what has been a pitcher's duel through and through, with Giebert back out there. 2-3-4 for Aberdeen in the frame. And to take us home for the rest of this one, here's my partner, Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Top of the Aberdeen lineup scheduled to bat against Giebert. And the first pitch to Judd Fabian hit in the air. Foul ground, first base side. Mayna ditches the mask. And on the green shaded turf makes the catch above his noggin for the first out of the seventh inning. So one up and one down on one pitch for Giebert in the seventh. He's now retired all 13 batters he has faced today. Dylan Beavers 0-2. Struck out his last time up. He takes a called strike on the inner half. It's 0-1. Aberdeen, no runs, one hit. No errors, they have left one. Brooklyn, no runs, three hits. No errors, they have stranded four. As Beavers takes down and in, it's 1-1. A little bit later than usual, but we'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convo's. Be part of the conversation. Have your answer read aloud on air. As Beavers takes up and away, it's 2-1. But earlier today, the Mets honoring one of their own, Bartolo Colon, throwing out a ceremonial first pitch. This is a soft ground ball up the middle. To his right, the second baseman, Gill, off balance throw, is made in time to get the hustling Beavers for the second out. Two away now in the seventh for the catcher, Silas Ardoin. 0-2 has struck out and fly to left. But today, the seventh year anniversary of Bartolo Colon becoming the oldest player in Major League history to hit his first home run. As Ardoin fouls it back, it is 0-1. Was 42 years old when he did it throughout the ceremonial first pitch today. Had a great Mets career. Today's trivia question is, who did Colon hit that home run off of? As Ardoin fouls it off the end of the bat, it is 0-2. I see Johnny grinning and nodding along. I think he knows the answer off the top of his head already. Off of a man who's in Padres lore for more reasons than one. The 0-2 pitch, high above the letters. And it's one ball and two strikes. Colon will actually be here at Maimonides Park a little bit later on this summer. The 1-2. Ground ball back up the middle and threw into center field for a hit. So that ends the streak of 14 straight sat down by Giebert. And Aberdeen has a two-out base runner in the seventh for Adam Retzbach. First man to reach for the Ironbirds since the walk to Retzbach in the second by Stewart. And just in case you're wondering, that mustache for Retzbach, photoshopped. Our St. Mark's Comics villain of the day. Strikes out three times. Fans get a coupon to St. Mark's Comics here in Brooklyn.
I certainly hope it's photoshopped. Actually, if it wasn't, that'd be some mustache.
I'd certainly be jealous, but based on that camera shot of Retzbach at the plate, not sporting one at the moment. To grow one that quickly, I'd be impressed. The 0-1 nearly gets hit. A pitch tailing in at 88. It is 1-1. Bartolo will be here Friday, July the 14th. 7 o'clock against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. $25 gets you a field box ticket and a Bartolo bobblehead. The 1-1. Off the end of the bat in the center, coming on Consuegra will have to play it on a hop. Back-to-back two-out base hits by Ardwan and Retzbach. And Aberdeen with their best scoring opportunity since the opening of this game. Two on, two out for Isaac De Leon, who has homered twice in the series. And also part of that Bartolo package, $55 gets you a field box ticket, a bobblehead, and an autograph from Bartolo himself. Will only be signing for those who purchase that package. Two on, two out. And the pitch to De Leon off the end of the bat into right. Drifting towards the line in is Swazi, and he makes the running grab over his left shoulder to strand a pair in the seventh. So Aberdeen threatens, but unable to break up the shutout. We are headed to the bottom of the seventh. Time to get up and stretch from Coney Island. No score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Somebody's going to have to score on this Sunday. Brooklyn and Aberdeen in a scoreless tussle under the Sunday sunshine on Coney Island. Everyone getting up and stretching out those arms and legs as we move to the home half of the seventh inning. Bottom of the 3 o'clock hour, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Jalen Palmer, Jose Mena, Mateo Gill, the three scheduled to bat for Brooklyn in the inning. Palmer has lined to left and walked, 0 for 1. And the first pitch from Daniel Lloyd. This is outside and low for ball one. Brooklyn will travel down to Wilmington on Tuesday. The 1-0 fouled up in the air. Back towards us, it is 1-1. Series will start 6:35 Tuesday night. Our coverage will hit the air at 6:20 Eastern time. From Frawley Stadium in Delaware, the 1-1. Off the outside corner, 2-1 now on Jalen Palmer. As for Aberdeen, they've been on the road for the last 2 weeks. They're finally going to get a chance to go back home. It'll be Jackson Holliday's Aberdeen debut, at least at home, as the 2-1 outside. And the count now, 3-1. Rally caps on here at Maimonides Park, the 3-1. Outside ball four, and for the third straight inning, Brooklyn has put the leadoff man on. Singles in the fifth and sixth. Now a five-pitch walk to Palmer to begin the seventh. We'll see if Brooklyn can take advantage as Jose Mena digs in.
Palmer is really impressed as far as his eye is concerned. A walk yesterday, another two today. This is someone who, even if he's not swinging the hottest of sticks, still finds ways to work walks, get on base, impact the game.
He's running on the first pitch, swing and a miss by Mena. The throw down, not in time by Ardwan. Jalen Palmer, his 11th stolen base of the year, top 10 in the South Atlantic League, and now he's in scoring position with nobody out. Just in ahead of the tag by Plasencia. Mena 1 for 2 with a base hit. Now he shows bunt with Palmer in scoring position. Pulls back as Lloyd's breaking ball yanked outside. It's 1-1. Aberdeen will head home, open up a series against Hudson Valley on Tuesday night. That game scheduled to start at 7:05. Placencia holds on the runner at second, the 1-1. And Mena takes high for ball two. Get you another look at our Coney Combos trivia question before we give it to you in the top half of the eighth inning. That being the answer. The 2-1. At the letters for a called strike two. And on this day, 7 years ago, Bartolo Colon became the oldest player in Major League history to hit his first home run. Was 42 years old. Who is the man that Colon homered off of? The 2-2. And Mena snags a piece. Nice bare hand at the left by Chris Newell, who flips it on to the Aberdeen dugout. Still 2-2 on the catcher, Mena. If you know the answer, tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos. Have your answer read aloud on air. 2-2 on Mena. Palmer dancing off the bag. Here it comes, and this a high fly ball into right. Back into his right, Valdez to make the catch. Palmer tags, heading to third. A good throw in by Valdez is not in time. Third baseman De Leon thought he got the tag on Palmer's head before he got in there. De Leon frustrated. You could see the expression on his face and the flip back to the pitcher, Lloyd. But Palmer now at third with one out. And here comes Mateo Gil. Infield will come in all around for Aberdeen. Gil 0-2. Grounded into a fielder's choice his last time. And he takes a fastball for a strike. Delayed call from the home plate umpire, Craze. And the count 0-1. The 0-1. And Gil sends it straight to the screen. It's 0-2. Joe Swazi, the right fielder on deck. Aberdeen will have the bottom third of their lineup due up in the eighth inning. Brooklyn in Navy, Aberdeen in the Powder Blues. The 0-2. Fouled again off the handle. And it stays at no balls and two strikes. Gill snapped out of an 0-for-20 slide with a couple of doubles on Friday night. Former third-round pick out of Timber Creek High School in Texas. The 0-2 hit on the ground wide at third. And it stays foul. Remains at 0-2. Cyclones after the two-week road trip. Be back at home on May the 23rd. Open up a six-game series against the Winston-Salem Dash White Sox affiliate. Be a 6 o'clock start to open up that series. The 0-2. Hit high in the air to left. Back goes Fabian to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one become a piece of the shrubbery beyond the left field fence. Welcome to Brooklyn. Mateo Gil, his first home run in Cyclones Navy and Gold, puts the Brooklyn Cyclones in front 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh. First home run as a member of the Mets organization, RBIs 8 and 9 overall this year. And Mateo Gil putting one out in Kevin Parada territory to get the Cyclones on the board. Now it's Joe Swazi with the bases empty. And he takes high for ball one.
I'd go as far to say maybe the biggest hit Brooklyn's had this season. When you think about this team, dropping three straight, not a whole lot of offense.
1-0 hit skyward. Out by second base. Placencia coming on, called off by the shortstop and Cosme. And on the infield, Turf makes the catch for the second out.
But exactly what the doctor ordered and exactly what this Brooklyn team needed. Just a jolt of energy from the bats, and Gil providing just that.
Not a guy known for prolific power, just 25 home runs in his career now. But he gave Every bit of that baseball a ride, 102 miles an hour, 374 feet. As he steps, swings and misses, it is 0-1. The 0-1. And that pitch low. It is one ball and one strike. A big blast for Mateo Gil to give the Cyclones a two-run advantage. 1-1. And Estep takes a strike at the letters, 1-2. Again, bottom third of the lineup due up for Aberdeen in the eighth. No action in Brooklyn's bullpen, so will be Jordan Gieber on the bump. 1-2. Backdoor slider missing outside. And it's two balls and two strikes. Third baseman De Leon backing off the line, the break even. And Estep charges one in the air to left. Back at the track is Fabian looking up, and it's off the top of the Coors Light signage. Estep sliding head first into second with a two-out TD Bank double. A TD Bank double brought to you by their Double Up credit card offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. And Chase Estep was in an 0-for-33 slide ahead of his two-run home run to right on Friday. Well, he's got a couple of hits and has reached all three times this afternoon, Johnny.
He's been impressive and really has taken a turn for the better when you think about someone who was just in need of some base hits, in need of some things to fall his way. Safe to say he's having himself a productive series.
Mighty impressive from Estep, and you knew it was just a matter of time because the exit velos were good. He was hitting the ball hard. He just kept on hitting it right at people during the course of that 0-for-30-plus stretch. But Estep, you just had a feeling with the way that ball was crushed on Friday night. Not many guys can hit the ball out to right field here from the left-hand side the way Estep did. And you wondered if that home run would be the shot in the arm Chase needed, and certainly in his first start since then it has proved to be the case. A walk, a single, and a double this afternoon. And depending on how this game finishes, he might need to steal that crown from King Henry's head. Maybe that should be the post-game player of the game celebration for the Cyclones. Alex Ramirez, the batter, takes a strike. Some groans from the crowd, and the count 0-1. Ramirez 1-for-3, singled, was erased on a force at third last inning in the sixth. 2-0 Brooklyn on the Gill home run. The 0-1 foul to the mesh screen. And the count quickly 0-2. Kevin Parada, the DH, waiting on deck. Ramirez fixing some of his equipment as he digs back in from the right-hand side. Estep off of second. The 0-2. Fouled wide of the third base coach's box. Still at no balls and two strikes. The 1-2. Ramirez, a high fly ball in the left. Back goes Fabian at the track, at the wall. It's off the very top of the fence and stays in the park. Scoring is Estep. Ramirez was in his home run. Trot has to halt at first with a long RBI single. The ballpark just barely big enough to hold it, but it'll be an RBI knock, and Brooklyn takes a 3-0 lead.
That might be the longest single Alex Ramirez will ever hit in his career. Just a scorcher off the bat of Aram and gives Brooklyn a bit of insurance.
15th RBI of the year, ties him with Consuegra for the team lead. And now Kevin Parada takes high for ball one. A big blast by Rami, his second hit in as many innings. Brooklyn three in on three hits in the seventh, the 1-0. And Parada fights one into right field. That one's in for a base hit. Ramirez stops at second. And the Cyclone hit parade continues. Two on, two out now for Stanley Consuegra. Eighth man to bat for Brooklyn in the seventh inning. So a much-needed offensive shot in the arm from Mateo Gil, Alex Ramirez, and everyone involved in the seventh inning. As Roberto Mercado has appeared from Aberdeen's third base dugout, there is a right-hander up and throwing. He has not made a call to the bullpen just yet. Lloyd at 53 pitches, and now as he gets to the outer ring of the pitcher's hill, will take the ball from the right-hander. It's time for a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Get you the information on the new arm when we come back. Two on, two out, three in. Brooklyn leads 3-0. In the bottom of the seventh on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Brooklyn has already had four base hits in this bottom of the seventh inning, including a two-run homer from Mateo Gil that got the party started, and an RBI single from Alex Ramirez a couple of batters later. All told, three runs in the frame for the Clones, who now have a 3-0 lead in this bottom of the seventh. And the new pitcher in the game for Brooklyn is Graham Fyrevet, Justin, with the runners on base. Still the responsibility of Daniel Lloyd, who was tagged out of this ballgame after 2 2/3 and allowed all seven Brooklyn hits.
So Stanley Consuegra with a chance to add to Brooklyn's advantage. Fyrevet came on, got one out earlier in the series. This one in the dirt gets to the right of Ardoin. Throw down to third, not in time. Outstanding base running by Alex Ramirez to read the dirt ball and grab an extra base. Parada did not advance on the back end. It's 1-0 on Consuegra. But another insurance run 90 feet away on the wild pitch.
And that's an ill-advised throw from Ardoin. He's lucky that ball didn't go into left field because Ramirez was clearly going to be safe. One of those that you just got to put in your back pocket.
Righty deals. And the pitch to Consuegra outside. It is 2-0. Ramirez at third, Parada at first with two out. The 2-0 hit in the air, third base side. This one will become a souvenir. Up onto the roof, it is 2-1. Consuegra, eighth man to bat for Brooklyn in the seventh. More hits in this inning, four than they had in the first six frames combined, which was three. Fyrevet at the belt, the 2-1. Creates a swing and a miss on a darting fastball down. It is two balls and two strikes. Ramirez at third, Parada at first, the break even. Consuegra pops it in the air. Foul ground, first base side. Ardoin by the warning track in front of the net makes the catch on the run to end the inning. But Brooklyn erupts for three runs on four hits and leave a couple men aboard. We head to the ace, Business End, on this Sunday afternoon. Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen nothing on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Jordan Gieber back to work as we move to the top half of the eighth inning. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead on Aberdeen. And the first pitch of the eighth to Isaac Baloney is low for ball one. Baloney 0 for 2, a couple of Ks, as there's a called strike on the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. Brooklyn in front, thanks to the Gill home run. And the RBI single by Ramirez, a swing and a miss. It is 1-2 now. And a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Mena for strike three. Good way to start a potential shutdown inning for Brooklyn. Four pitches and a strikeout for the opening out of the eighth inning. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. First pitch to Luis Valdez. Foul tip into the glove of Mena. It is 0-1. Valdez 0 for 2. As fly to right, popped up to third. As a foul ball tapped back behind home plate. And quickly ahead in the count is Gieber 0-2. Gieber working into his sixth inning of relief. Took over for Stewart in the third. And has only allowed a couple of base runners on two singles with two out in the seventh. The 0-2 to Luis. Off the hands to second. In a few steps, Gill. Quick transfer and throw to Palmer in time for the second out of the eighth inning. So two away. Here is Arizona Placencia. Struck out and grounded out tonight. He is 0 for 2. First pitch to the second baseman, a swing and a miss, and the count is 0-1. Brooklyn will have the heart of their lineup due up in the bottom of the inning, looking to add to their advantage. Should the score hold, as Placencia takes a called strike, doesn't agree with Craze, needs to take a walk outside of the box. It is 0-2. It's time called at home. Gieber just 70 pitches. Through 5 2/3, been very economical. 53 of the 70 have been strikes. Former Virginia Tech Hokie, long brown hair flowing in the breeze, the two-strike pitch. Down and away, it's 1-2.
Graham Fyrevet, a former Hokie as well. So two pitchers going toe-to-toe right now, former teammates.
Always cool when college teammates have a chance to meet up again on a pro diamond. Skiebert takes Misses down and away 2-2. Started his college career at Mount St. Mary's University in Maryland, his home state. A 2-2 pitch. A hard line drive back through the middle, base hit center field. So Arizon Placencia picked up base hits in back-to-back games. Three hits now with two out in the last two innings for Aberdeen. And back to the top of the order in Frederick Bencosme. Had the game's first hit with a single to center in the bottom of the first. Since then, a ground ball to first, a ground ball to second. That's with an open stance from the left-hand side. 20 years old in the first pitch from Gieber. Spike down and in. It's 1-0. Brooklyn all three of the game's runs in the seventh. Mateo Gil, a home run to left, a two-run shot. And then Ramirez, a long single that brought in a run off the top of the left field fence. And Cosme, a high pop. Left-hand side. Ramirez coming in towards the line, shading his eyes with his mitt. And makes the backhanded catch, rests his glove right by his left shoulder, and the side retired. No runs, one hit. One man left to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn looking to add to a three-run advantage. They're up 3-0 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Brooklyn looking to add to a 2-0 lead. Or a 3-0 lead, scratch that. William Lugo, Jalen Palmer, Jose Mena. The three scheduled to bat in the inning. Lugo 0-for-3, only man for Brooklyn that did not come to the plate in the seventh. And the first pitch from Graham Fyrevet is in for a strike, it's 0-1. Lugo grounded into a fielder's choice to end the sixth his last time. Fyrevet from the third base side. Bouncing in the dirt down and away. It is 1-1. No action right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Although as I say that, Wilkin Ramos gets up and heads towards the top of the bullpen mound. 1-1. Outside and low. It is two balls and one strike. Aberdeen, no runs, four hits, no errors. They have left four. Brooklyn, three runs, seven hits, no errors. They have left six. The 2-1. Low below the knees. And it's 3-1. Final line for Daniel Lloyd. Friday deals. And Lugo off the end of the bat out of play. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch. Struck him out swinging. Got him on the breaking ball down and away. First strikeout tonight for Fyrevet. And he's retired both men he's faced. One out in the eighth for Jalen Palmer. Started the rally last inning with a walk. Stole a base. Came home to score on the Gill homer. Lloyd, 2 2/3. Three runs all earned on seven hits. A walk, a strikeout. 54 pitches, 37 strikes as Palmer takes outside for ball one. nearing the top of the 4 o'clock hour in the East. The 1-0. Ballmer takes up and in. It is two balls and no strikes. Aberdeen will have 2-3-4. Fabian Beavers, Ardoin, righty, lefty, righty, against the Brooklyn bullpen in the ninth. The 2-0. And there's a knee-high strike to Ballmer. It is 2-1. Brooklyn trying to snap a three-game slide and earn a series split. They've been 3-1 in final games of series so far this year. The 2-1 popped up right side of the infield. Ardoin out in fair ground. First baseman Retzbach is coming down. And about three-quarters of the way to home plate from first, Retzbach able to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Base is empty, two out. Now it is Jose Mena. We never did give you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. Got a little bit sidetracked with the rally by Brooklyn in the seventh. And the eighth innings. As Mena swings and misses, it is 0-1. But on this day 7 years ago, 42-year-old Bartolo Colon became the oldest player in Major League history to hit his first career home run. As Mena golfs one in the air left center field. Back into his right is the center fielder Beavers to make the catch and end the inning. But the question was, who was the home run that Colon hit off of? None other than James Shields of the San Diego Padres, who would then later on would get traded to the White Sox for Fernando Tatis Jr. Jordan Niebuhr will come out for the ninth. Brooklyn looking to hold on to a 3-0 lead. We head to the ninth on Bally Live of the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones radio network.
Top of the ninth inning, Brooklyn trying to close out this series with a victory. Jordan Niebuhr will face Judd Fabian, Dylan Beavers, Silas Ardoin in the top half of the ninth inning. Cyclones will return home on May the 23rd, open up a 6-game series against the Winston-Salem Dash White Sox affiliate. Get your tickets at BrooklynCyclones.com. First pitch of the ninth, fouled back by Fabian. It is 0-1. Fabian 0-3. Popped up to the catcher leading off the seventh his last time. Big bouncing ball to third. E-step coming in. Quick transfer throw. Dug out on the backhand by Palmer. Had to shuffle his feet. Move his body towards the right field side of the pillow. But nicely done by Palmer with his footwork. Good strong throw by E-step. Get the hustling Fabian. One away in the ninth. Now it's Dylan Beavers. 0-3 today as well. Grounded out to second in the seventh against Jordan. And the first pitch is just off the outside half. It is 1-0. 6 o'clock start on that Tuesday against Winston-Salem because of an 11 a.m. start the following day here on Coney Island on the Wednesday. As Beavers takes a strike, it is 1-1. Be sure to make note of that on your calendar. 6 o'clock on Tuesday the 23rd. Beavers takes low, 2-1. And then 11 a.m. On Wednesday the 24th. Right here from Maimonides Park on Coney Island. The 2-1 to Beavers. Check swing foul ball to the padded fence behind home. And it's even at 2-2. Heber has been sublime tonight in relief. So far, 6 1/3 shutout innings. 3 hits and 4 Ks. And after Tyler Stewart went 2 scoreless 1-hit innings to begin. Beavers rests his bat on his back shoulder, the 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Took something off, elevated at 87. Make that the 5th strikeout today for Geber. And the Cyclones 1 out away from earning a series split. And painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paint. Visit them at the Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Silas Ardoin, the hitter. And he fouls the first pitch he sees back behind home. It's 0-1. Ardoin was the first man to reach against Geber in the 7th. Picked up a base hit to center. He is 1-for-3. Righty fans that black leather mitt in front of his face. The line, the 0-1. Up and in, 1-1. Geber at 84 pitches right now. Although Ramos, who had been up in the bullpen for Brooklyn, has since sat down. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball ripped by him at 90. And the Cyclones are 1 strike away from ending the homestand with a W. Crowd on Coney Island rising at 1. The 1-2 pitch. At the letter, strike 3 called, and you can celebrate a Cyclone series-ending victory. Tyler Stewart and Jordan Geber combine on a 4-hit shutout. Brooklyn's first blanking of the season, and what a way to bounce back and end this series after giving up a whopping 26 runs the previous 3 games. Stewart and Geber combine to hang a big old donut on the scoreboard in left center field, right above the SNY app and Maimonides Health signage, as the Brooklyn Cyclones earn themselves a series split and go into the 2-week road trip starting on Tuesday on the highest of notes, as Stewart and Geber combine on a 4-hit blanking of the Aberdeen Ironbirds. With the win, Brooklyn improving on the season to 9-14. Aberdeen drops to 10-15 with the loss. What a game we had here today under the Sunday sunshine in Brooklyn. Final time of game this afternoon, sub 2 hours. 1 hour and 59 minutes is all it took for Tyler Stewart and Jordan Geber to shut out the Aberdeen Ironbirds this afternoon. We're going to stay right here momentarily, wait for my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz, down on the field to grab our player of the game as the Cyclones walk away with a 3-0 victory. Now 4-1 are the Clones in 2023 in the final game of a series. They have been mighty good at finishing sets on a positive note. Mateo Gil, the biggest hit of the game. A 2-run home run in the 7th, his first home run in the Cyclones franchise. First home run as a member of the Mets organization. And Jordan Geber is ready on the field to be our player of the game interview. And we'll send it down now to Johnny Gadamowicz. Big thank you to Johnny and Jordan Geber for taking the time to join us. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Brooklyn, a shutout over Aberdeen, 3-0. Back with our final thoughts after these words on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Justin Guerrero from Watertown, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brooklyn, a big win this afternoon as they knock off the Aberdeen Ironbirds by a final of 3-0. First shutout win of the season for Brooklyn as they blank Aberdeen today. Justin Rock with you here on the recap report with the win. As you mentioned before, Brooklyn now 9-14. Aberdeen 10-15 with the loss as the series ends in a 3-3 split. Brooklyn snaps the three-game slide to close out the homestand. Let's take a look back in the game that was today. Tyler Stewart against Cooper Chandler to start. And the right-handers dueled pretty well, Stewart, on a limited pitch count and inning count today after making the start to start the series on Tuesday, went two shutout frames and then gave way to Jordan Gieber, who took over in the top half of the third inning. Cooper Chandler matched Stewart 0-for-0, did not allow a hit or a run over four innings, didn't strike anyone out either, walked two. The only two base runners Chandler allowed, but it was a scoreless game going into the fifth inning as Gieber and Lloyd continued the scoreless tussle past the fourth inning. But still a scoreless game going into the bottom of the seventh with Lloyd and Gieber still trading zeros on the bump. As a matter of fact, Gieber retired the first 14 batters he faced today before he gave up a couple of two-out singles in the seventh. No damage was done, but in the bottom of the seventh, Brooklyn made sure to do some damage of their own. Jalen Palmer led off the inning with a five-pitch walk, then stole second. After Jose Mena flied out to right, Palmer tagged and went to third. And with an 0-2 count on Mateo Gil, this turned out to be our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. That series, the 0-2, hit high in the air to left. Back goes Fabian to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one become a piece of the shrubbery beyond the left field fence. Welcome to Brooklyn. Mateo Gil, his first home run in Cyclones navy and gold, puts the Brooklyn Cyclones in front 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh. First home run as a member of the Mets organization, RBIs 8 and 9 overall this year. And Mateo Gil putting one out in Kevin Parada territory to get the Cyclones on the board. That home run by Mateo Gil is our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Brooklyn wasn't done there after Joe Swazi popped up to short. Chase Estep continued his banner day by doubling off the left field fence. And then Alex Ramirez fell behind 0-2, clanged a long single off the very top of the left field wall.
That scored. Estep made it 3-0 after Kevin Parada singled. That chased Daniel Lloyd from the game. Stanley Consuegra fouled out to the catcher to end the seventh, and then Jordan Gieber took the reins and led the Ponies home from there. Retired Aberdeen relatively quietly in the eighth. Worked around a two-out base hit by Erison Plasencia. But then in the ninth, Judd Fabian, a ground ball to third, was a nice play there by Estep, as well as by Palmer at first, and then a couple of strikeouts of Beavers and Ardwan ended, as Brooklyn wins this afternoon by a final of 3-0. Winning pitcher Jordan Gieber, our player of the game. You heard Johnny speak to him down on the field a few moments ago. 7 shutout innings, 3 hits, no walks, 6 Ks. And you think back to Jordan Gieber's first real extended outing of the year against Winston-Salem on that Sunday. A similar situation, Tidwell went to, and the Brooklyn pitching staff was really short-armed, and Gieber was sort of thrown to the wolves, gave up 10 runs on 13 hits, and you knew it was just a case of him running out of gas as the reason why that line was so bloated. But his last two home appearances have been nothing short of spectacular, against Wilmington last Saturday and out of the bullpen today for Brooklyn against Aberdeen. And you just love to see that for Gieber, not letting that one outing carry over and have a residual effect on the rest of this season. As a matter of fact, you can maybe make the argument it has been a catalyst for Gieber's improvement throughout the course of the early campaign. The loss going to Daniel Lloyd. 3 runs on 7 hits in 2 2/3, walked one and struck out one. Final line score today, Aberdeen no runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 4. Brooklyn 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 6. Final time of game today, I was off by a minute. It wasn't quite sub 2. It was exactly 2 hours in length in front of a fantastic crowd on Jewish Heritage Day of 4,484, the largest home attendance for the Cyclones so far this season. They get to see the team's first shutout of the year. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say our final goodbye until Tuesday in Wilmington. Some other finals. Bowling Green beating Rome 9-4. It was Greenville 7 and Asheville 3. Bottom of the eighth in Hickory. Jersey Shore a 3-2 lead on the Crawdads. Bottom 7 in Winston-Salem. The Grasshoppers an 8-6 advantage on the Winston-Salem Dash. And the Cyclones will take on Wilmington on Tuesday. Wilmington right now heading to the bottom of the seventh in Hudson Valley, leading 13-2. James Wood and Trey Lipscomb have homered in that ball game. Wood with a team-high 3 RBI this afternoon. Taking a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard today, not exactly quite as kind. The scoreboard in Flushing, Colorado an 11-6 lead as they move to the eighth inning from City Field. Daniel Vogelback, a solo home run, his second of the year. AAA Syracuse falling at home to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 8-4. Mark Vientos, Tim LaCastro with home runs for Syracuse. AA Binghamton winning, or rather, I should say, the opposite, losing in convincing fashion today, 11-2. Brandon McElwain had an RBI single in that one. Single A St. Lucie dropping game one of a doubleheader to Jupiter by a final of 5-3. Wilfredo Lara, a 3-run homer, his second of the year for St. Lucie. They lead in game two, top of the fifth, 2-1. 2 RBIs in that game for Dyrone Campos of St. Lucie. Major League Baseball scoreboard before we say our goodbye on this Sunday. Final in 12, the Braves walk off the Orioles 3-2. End of the fourth in Pittsburgh. It's the Blue Jays 4 and the Pirates nothing. Phillies leading the Red Sox, or beat the Red Sox 6-1 in Philadelphia. It was the Guardians 2 and the Twins nothing. Yankees and Rays tied at 7, bottom of the 8th at the Trop. Heading to the bottom of the 8th in Kansas City, the Royals a 2-1 lead on the A's. Bottom 6, it's the Cardinals 7 and the Tigers 6. Marlins a 2-0 advantage on the Cubs, heading to the bottom of the 8th at Wrigley. Everything else in the big leagues just about to get underway, or just underway. Angels and Rangers, top of the 1st. It is Jose Suarez against Martin Perez. Nationals in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. Former Met Trevor Williams against Ryan Nelson. Mariners and Astros just underway. It is Bryce Miller against Brandon Belak. Reds host the White Sox. Graham Ashcraft against Michael Kopech in Sunday Night Baseball today from San Diego. Padres and Dodgers at 7:10. Joe Musgrove against Julio Urias. That'll pretty much do it for us today. The series is over after the league-wide off day tomorrow. The Cyclones will pack up, hit the road for Frawley Stadium and Wilmington for a six-game series, or actually really a seven-game series, against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Series starts at 6:35 on Tuesday night. Our coverage gets underway at 6:20 Eastern time. Neither team has announced a probable starter for the opening of that set. Also worth noting, Wednesday's game will not be at 6:35. 5:05 scheduled start on Wednesday evening because of the rainout here a couple of Sundays ago. So we will play two starting at 5:05 on Wednesday. Make sure to mark your calendars for that after we get underway at 6:35 on Tuesday. Johnny, any final thoughts before we say goodbye?
Well, a much-needed win for Brooklyn and an emphatic win at that. You think about the bats, the bullpen, Tyler Stewart doing his job for two, and now, thankfully, you head down to Wilmington with some momentum on your side. Had things not gone the Cyclones' way today, would have been a four-game losing streak going into the off day, so still a chance to hit the reset button. But still, you'll definitely take the win any way you can get it. And now, hopefully, Brooklyn can string a couple together here, heading into what should be a very interesting 2 weeks on the road, Justin. We spent some time talking about it during the course of the week. But to go back-to-back road trips is definitely something that is unique for this South Atlantic League schedule. But Brooklyn will do just that, and an opportunity to pick up some wins on the road and shore up that record before they return home here to Maimonides Park in just over 2 weeks' time.
A crucial bounce back, gave up 26 runs the last 3 days. Today, a four-hit combined shutout by Tyler Stewart and the right-hander Jordan Gieber. The first shutout win for Brooklyn since September 9th of last year, the clinching game for the postseason led by Jeffrey Colon. And their first shutout at home. Trying to find that before we say goodbye today. Get you that key nugget of information. It's been a minute. Last time it happened, August 5th, last year against Winston-Salem. A 2-0 victory orchestrated by David Griffin, Keyshawn Askew, and Dylan Hall. That'll do it for us this afternoon. We thank you for joining us all week long on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. So, for our entire ownership group, our Vice President Stephen Cohen, our General Manager Kevin Mahoney, our Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island, including my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final, Brooklyn 3 and Aberdeen nothing. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday night at 6:20 in Wilmington. But until then, enjoy your Sunday. Have an even better Monday, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday in Delaware. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the high-A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.